There's been a milestone at the bottom of the world. Professional endurance athlete Colin O'Brady of Portland, Oregon, successfully traversed Antarctica. He became the first person to cover the 900-plus mile expanse alone and unassisted. After almost 2 months of hauling a sled behind him weighing hundreds of pounds, O'Brady finished with a 32-hour sleepless sprint to the end. And Colin O'Brady joins us now from Leverett Glacier. Welcome to the program and congratulations.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm sitting here in my home in the middle of Antarctica waiting to get picked up, hopefully the next few days.
So how are you feeling? This seems absolutely superhuman what you've done.
You know, admittedly, I'm a little bit tired, and I seem to be a smaller version of myself. I think I've lost something like 30 to 40 pounds.
Wow.
So it'd be nice to get back to civilization and some proper food, but, you know, I'm feeling elated.
So, for us mere mortals, give us an idea of what your daily routine was out there.
Yeah, you know, every day I was outside pulling my sled for about 12 to 13 hours was an average day. My sled started out, you know, 375 pounds, and then at the end of the day, I would stop and set up camp and kind of boil water and eat food and go back to sleep. But I said every single day, never took a single day off, even when it was, you know, really stormy. You know, the average temperature was probably somewhere around minus 25 the whole time, and when the wind kicked up to 40-50 miles per hour, that puts the wind chill at about minus 75.
375 pounds, what were you carrying with you?
Almost all of that weight is food and fuel. I didn't have much extra gear. I actually didn't even bring a change of underwear or a change of shirt. I'm wearing the exact same clothes the entire time to save weight.
Now, you were alone, but you weren't cut off. You were able to stay in touch with your wife on a sat phone, send her pictures. So you must be looking forward to being reunited with her.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. Yeah. I have to get picked up on the plane here and driven back to flown back to a small encampment. And then from there, if the weather is good, it looks like I might be able to get off to Antarctica by January 3rd. And that would be the day I would see her in South America. I'm just counting down the minutes so I can wrap my arms around her.
Did you have any moments of fear along the way of, like, what did I get myself into? What am I doing?
Oh, my God. You know, as physical of a challenge as was, more than anything, it's a mental challenge. You know, to be out there day after day alone, there's, you know, so many moments of fear and just, you know, questioning, what am I doing? Is this worth it? Why? But also, one of the beautiful things was finding that peace and calm in my mind. Even amidst sometimes these really challenging moments, I was able to find peace and calm, and it really gave me the strength and power to continue.
Now, we should mention that you were actually in a race. You were racing your friend, British Army Captain Lewis Rudd, and he came in on Friday, about 2 days behind you. So you two are waiting for that plane together to come pluck you off the ice. That must have been a nice reunion to greet Captain Rudd. What did you say to him when he finished this trek?
There's just, you know, a lot of respect and camaraderie between the two of us. Lou is an incredibly experienced polar explorer. And so, yeah, certainly having him out here was pushing me to want to be the first one to cross the finish line. And I'm certainly proud that I did that. But I was also extraordinarily excited to see him cross the finish line safe and sound. And I think he summed it up really well when he said to me, he's like, wow, people have been trying this project for so many years. It's amazing that in the same season, both of us were able to complete it in a couple of days. So it's been a really great reunion. We're both sitting here waiting for the plane now and, you know, kind of recounting our various experiences. And, you know, he's the only person on the planet now that knows what I've been through. So it's, you know, definitely a bond that will last a lifetime between the two of us.
Colin O'Brady, who just trekked across Antarctica alone and unassisted. Thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.